After years of dire predictions that Athens would not be ready, the Olympic Games opened Friday night with an extravaganza celebrating Greece, the cradle of Western civilization that gave birth to the Olympics. NPR's Silvia Pedroli sent this letter from Athens.
Before arriving in Athens, a reporter preparing for the Olympics should have read up on sports, doping, and the arcane regulations imposed by the International Olympic Committee. But these games required much more. A plunge into old school books, the Iliad and the Odyssey, the Greek myths by Robert Graves, and why not, the plays of Euripides. Ever since they descended on Athens, many reporters have been showing off their classical erudition. The scent of a drug scandal on the eve of the opening involving two top Greek athletes inspired commentaries on hubris and comparisons to Icarus flying too close to the sun and getting his wings burned. The heritage of ancient Greek mythology drives these games. The two mascots are cartoon-like versions of antique dolls of the gods Athena and Phoebus. Greece claims the birthright of the Olympics. In fact, the official slogan here is "Welcome Home." A double welcome because Greece not only invented the ancient games, its capital Athens also hosted the first Olympiad of the modern era in 1896. Recent Olympics have been engulfed in commercialism. In Athens, a concerted effort has been made to tone it down. Or is it that the grandeur of the Parthenon overshadows even the crassiest ads? However, these games provide a constant contrast between a bucolic vision of antiquity and the stark realities of the contemporary post-9/11 world. Instead of Zeus on Mount Olympus, there's Big Brother, a huge blimp floating in the sky over Athens. It's equipped with ultra-sophisticated computer technology that monitors every move of mere mortals on the ground. In addition, NATO AWACS planes patrol Greek skies, warships cruise Homer's wine dark sea, and tens of thousands of police and soldiers stand sentry throughout the land of Aristotle. Armed guards outnumber athletes 7-1. This is the biggest peacetime security operation ever seen in Europe, costing $1.2 billion. In a bid to counterbalance the visible militarization of the games, the city of Athens has organized more than 600 cultural events over the next few weeks. Not just Greek plays in ancient theaters, but also pop concerts and dances in the streets. Double-decker tour buses have bouzouki musicians to entertain visitors. The Olympic Games have attracted more than 60,000 Greek volunteers, excruciatingly polite, eager to help, and visibly proud of their national achievement. The Olympic effort has been described as a turning point in Greek history, a country no longer burdened with an inferiority complex, a coming of age into the modern world. Many Greeks now feel they have a legacy of their own on which to build, not just nostalgia for the glory of an ancient past. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.